This is the Best Of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
The spirit, the soul, and the body are all integral parts of an individual. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 is where we're beginning today, an expression wherein Paul is going to say that God must be involved in literally every aspect of our lives. Now, it's wrong to think that we can separate our spiritual lives from everything else. We call it compartmentalizing our spiritual lives. We can't just obey God in some sense and live for Him only one day per week and then just kind of live the rest of the time as we want. We can't punch in and punch out of our Christianity. Christ must control all of us, not just the religious part. Again, 1 Thessalonians 5, picking it up in verse 23, says, "May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." And the Living Bible version says, "May the God of peace himself make you entirely pure and devoted to God. May your spirit and soul and body be kept strong and blameless until the day when our Lord Jesus Christ comes back again." You see, an individual, if they do the things that Paul is directing herein, and really in the whole latter part of this chapter, then God has made some promises concerning us. First of all, we are told that we will experience the God of peace. Now, this peace, it affects us both individually and certainly as well as corporately. It bounds, it joins, it weaves all of us together. And it's a peace that brings an absolute assurance, a confidence, a security to a person's life. That, it doesn't say happy. It doesn't say that everything's always going to be yay, yay, and I'm, you know, off at the fair on one of the rides. This is a reality. This is a mature peace. We're told here, and that we'll be sanctified if we live this way. That means being set apart completely for Him. And note it is completely or totally set apart. Now, not just in a little bit. There's no a little bit sanctified. We are preserved blameless at the or in the coming of the Lord. So through His grace and the work of the cross, we are now held blameless, sanctified. Verse 24 says, "He who calls you is faithful, who will also do it." So speaking of these things, again, the Living Bible says, "God who called you to become His child will do all of this for you just as He promised." Look, the promises of God are made manifest in the life of a faithful believer. You can take that to the bank. Now, please note I said faithful believer. Even that is ultimately not because of us, but rather because He's faithful. Our faithfulness should be, must be, in response to His. It must be a reflection of His presence in our lives. Now, all of this really is the difference between believing and trusting. Paul says God will do it. Do what? Well, he says He will preserve us blameless, meaning He will hold on to us and He'll never let us go. Wrapping up the chapter, wrapping up the book, Paul writes, "Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I solemnly command you in the Lord that this letter be read to all the holy brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." And finishing it up in the Living Bible says, "Dear brothers, pray for us. Shake hands for me with all the brothers there. I command you in the name of the Lord to read this letter to all the Christians, and may rich blessings from our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, everyone." The Living Bible would rather shake hands than the holy kiss, apparently. Now, Paul's last exhortation here, you could just blow right on by it to the period at the end of the book, but it's actually very important because without prayers, we as your leaders, your pastors, man, we got to trudge on alone. Now, look, we're the body of Christ, and we truly need each other. So, pray for me, would you? Just as I pray for you.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.